seems like with Taylor on the other side now, it just feels like for the first time in your career, really, you have a secondary speed option. It's not just speed. I mean, what have you really seen in the way that he can open things up for you? How's it kind of manifested?
I mean, not only with Taylor, man, Adrick Robinson is another speed guy for us. I mean, you just got to – you can't really cheat the safety to me too much. You know, a lot of teams try to play two-man. And if they try to take me and, you know, Gabriel away or Adrick away, you got Sanu down the middle. We just complement each other. And it's been a big part, you know, this year with those guys coming in to help out with the vertical.
How early did you see that? When's the first time you noticed it happening?
He always had the talent. You know, you just got to just coach it up a little bit. And Gabe came in. He's not a guy that thought he knows everything. You know, he's been with Kyle before. You know, he knows the offense. Just little things, just working together, like, and understanding, like, I got to be the assist man on this play. And he does a great job for us, though.
Louis, what caused you to leave the game against Seattle and not return? And does his injury have any effect on Sunday?
No effect at all. The game was pretty much won. I went back just to make sure it wasn't any new damage or anything to my foot, but I'm fine. I just went back iced and, you know, just got ahead of the curve and getting treatment.
Julio, the fact that you played these guys before during the regular season, they're ranked 31st in passing defense. What do you see in them that you can take advantage of on Sunday?
You know, they're going to try to match guys with us. They had some success, you know, the first game we played them. But we're definitely a different team, and, of course, they are too. But we're just going to go out there and line up and just do what we do, go out there and beat man-to-man coverage.
How much, you know, I know you said you're fine, so you're ready to roll Sunday, but how much pain are you kind of going through right now, and how do you like this week set up for you in terms of, like, again, Coach Quinn said, being a little bit more limited to be ready for Sunday?
Everybody's going through pain right now. My pain is no different from any of the guys on the team. You know, unfortunately for me, I just been dealing with it for weeks now. You know, and the thing is, and it works, for me to be limited throughout practice and be able to go Sunday.
Julio, do you ever wonder if you're going to ever get over the foot injuries or if you're just going to have to play with that for the rest of your career?
No, it's not. No, I mean, it's never, you know, came to me as like, oh, I got foot injuries, I got a foot injury, I got to get over this, I got to get over that. I mean, it just comes with it, you know. It's hard for guys to really tackle me, and when I'm trying to break a tackle, they either roll up my ankle or roll up on my foot. So, I mean, that's football.
Not to belabor the point, but Coach Quinn said that sometimes he has to make the decision for you when it comes to holding you back. How hard is it to know when you need to, you know, lay off a little bit?
It's difficult for me just because the competitor I am, but I understand the team, you know. By me going full speed today, it's not going to help us, the team, out, you know, for a Sunday. Get those mental reps, do what I can at practice, give Matt his looks, whatever he needs out there for me. And but, yeah, Q always, he's like, nah, I think we're just going to chill out today. I don't want you to go right now, so.
Julio, from your standpoint as a teammate and a receiver, what makes Matt a good quarterback?
Oh, man, his leadership, his communication with everyone. Matt's not a guy that, you know, has the big head. I think he's just he's the quarterback and everybody else just listens to what he has to say, you know. He takes into consideration, you know, everybody. It doesn't matter. Whatever you see, you can come and talk to him. And get on the same page, you know. At the end of the day, he's trying to win football games.
I know he's really the only quarterback you played with in the NFL, but I'm sure you've seen other guys play. He's in this final four with three guys who've won Super Bowls. We talked about the Hall of Fame. Does he, in your mind, belong in that group?
Absolutely. He's in it now. I mean, you know, he's in that final four right now. You know, and but like I said, man, you know, you see things on TV. And I really don't know the other quarterbacks because obviously I haven't played with them. But, you know, you see guys jumping guys and talking down on them. Like, at the end of the day, you're a man, you know, and Matt understands that, like, man to man. Like, okay, we football players, I understand that. I'm going to do my job, you're going to do your job. But it's the way you talk to people and handle people as well.
Lots
he so good on the deep passes? He seems to have a. I think this year I saw a stat that he's by far the most completing the most deep passes down the field of any quarterback in the league. Is there any kind of knack that he has or secret to that that makes him good at that?
Man, it's just repetition. Having confidence in your guys and your players, doing it over and over. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get better at something is just keep doing it.
Is this different from you from 4 years ago? If it is, how so?
We're a complete team now. Then we was good. It was just like, oh, we're here. Like, we really didn't know how to handle it. And all along, Q's done a tremendous job for us, just preparing us, in the offseason. Like, we're a great team. You got to know you're a great team. You're going to have some ups and downs throughout the season. And just sticking together, no matter what someone says about the club or what you got going on, or y'all guys going to be this, you're going to be that, you're not going to be successful, whatever it is, we just kept everything in house and just kept working for each other. And also for him letting us, be a player-led team, just letting guys just really just do what we want to do. But at the same time, obviously he's the head coach. But, he just let us go out, hang out, do little things, give us downtime to hang out, locker room, ping pong. Just those little things to make the brotherhood stronger for us. And that's why I feel like we're a better team now, because we really, a lot of people say, oh, I'll go out here and play for this guy, but we really do.
You had the Christmas sweater idea with the receivers, and you mentioned ping pong. It's a close group. I don't know who wins ping pong games, but how would you describe?
I'm sorry.
How would you describe your group of receivers and why it's so special?
We set a standard early on. Like I said, Q. He just let us do what we do, and in our room, we set a standard. We're gonna set the game off. We're gonna go out. We're gonna hit people in the mouth. And we're going to go out there and just compete, from when the first whistle blows to the last whistle blow. It's just a standard. It doesn't matter if you drop a ball. It's all about aggression, going to the ball, run through it. I mean, you're going to catch more than you're going to drop, so.
What are you sharing with the younger guys who were not here the last time you went to the NFC Championship game?
I mean, it's just any other game for us, man. You don't play tight. That's one of the things I've been telling them. It's just another game for us. Just do what we do. Obviously, what we've been doing got us here to this point. So don't make anything up. Don't feel like you got to go harder or do anything extra, to go out here and be comfortable. Just go out here and relax and have fun.
We get all concerned Sunday when the foot started bothering you again that it was serious. So was there any concern about that at all, or it hurt more than it usually does?
I got a little snag, and I was like, well, let's go check it out, but, it's fine, I'll be ready to go. And that's, like I said, Q, man, he just give us, little things like that to really just go back there and check it out right then and there. Whatever I need to do to get ready to go, he allows me to do that.
How have you learned to play with, because he said, too, you've gotten good at knowing what you're, how to kind of work it through the week and know what you can play, what kind of pain you can play in. Mm-hmm. And paying it, playing in pain is part of it, too. I mean, how have you learned to kind of do that?
I've had several injuries over the years. But for me, I don't like to take pain meds or anything like that. I just like to feel the injury and see what I can do, and just getting sleep and a lot of treatment, eating healthy, everything else, just take care of yourself.
What makes Kyle Shanahan a special coach?
Kyle, he's a player's coach. He understands, he gets it. He listens. I don't know how other people have done it in the past, but I done had a couple coordinators here. He just really takes in, throughout the game. If you see something, hey, I want this, he's going to give it to you because he has that much trust in you to make it happen.
Last one, guys.
Julio, back in the day, they had the Dirty Bird, as you well know. You hit the end zone all the time, so do your teammates on ESPN today. They were kind of mimicking what you do. Is there something you guys do with the O-line?
Oh, yeah. Offensive line, they do a great job for us, throughout the whole game and all year. And we just get those guys the balls to let them spike it because a lot of times they get overlooked. For all the hard work they do, and we just show our appreciation by, we're in the end zone, so we're going to celebrate with you.
Do they do it the way way you guys do it, though?
They just spike the ball. They don't do nothing else. They just really just spike the ball.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.